This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Sean Tannis has joined us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets, but also this story about American President Donald Trump, and he plans to ban spouses of high-skilled visa holders from working. According to Bloomberg, this will push just about 100,000 people out of jobs. What's the story here, Sean?
Yeah, the Trump administration wants to tighten the rules for this H-1B visas, and this document allows foreign workers to take jobs in the U.S. for several years, but Trump now plans to revoke the ability of spouses to work as part of the efforts.
It's a big deal. So sorry, the H-1B visa, if you don't know, I mean, that is one of the reasons I spoke to the physicist, Michio Kaku, right? And he had said that the H-1B visa is the reason America is great.
Like, and the reason why America remains competitive in luring the best talents from all around the world to come to the country. But
including their spouses.
Yeah, and these talents won't go there if it doesn't sort of take into consideration the situation, circumstances of their family members, including their spouses.
Yeah, because if you have a scientist or whatever, right, there's a high chance that his spouse or her spouse is also a very intelligent, highly qualified individual who will now just have to lay around in America.
Exactly. And analysts actually studied the implications of the policy, and they found that this will likely isolate spouses socially, raise domestic tensions, and strain the family's financial resources. This could also hurt the visa holders' satisfaction and increase the risk associated in a foreign job position. Women are mostly affected by this, apparently, and most of them have also bought a home or started their own businesses in the U.S. So the question is, what will happen to them?
Yeah, this also feels like a reversal, right? Because it's only been about 2 years since spouses of H-1B visas were allowed to work under the Obama administration. So what's the scale of impact for the job sector?
Yeah, Bloomberg actually laid out the function of the original visa program, which dates back to 1952. And they were actually designed to allow U.S. companies to hire workers from abroad temporarily because they couldn't find qualified Americans to do those kind of jobs. But the program evolved with many allegations that company, mainly India's outsourcing giants, apparently they've been abusing the visas to get less expensive labor. So Trump wants to overhaul the program and protect American workers. So he says. So the tech industry groups, which represent Google and Amazon.com, are among the big companies objecting the plan right now. And the study also found that the cost of failed expatriate assignments is $250,000 to $1 million in addition to other indirect costs. And I guess this is a very small change for Trump, actually.
Yeah, and this is a significant story for many people around the world who are, you know, they go to the United States either to work and to pitch ideas and potentially start a new opportunity there. So this is going to certainly change.
There'll be a brain drain as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on to Bursa. Tenaga Nasional Berhad was among the top gainers today. How did they close?
Yeah, TNB carried their momentum from last week and they rose by 20 cents this morning, but the stock was unable to maintain the gain at close. Tenaga Nasional announced recently that companies will have to pay more for their power supply from July to December this year due to surcharge brought by higher fuel and generation costs. But the surcharge only applies for companies but not households. TNB closed down 0.27% at ringgit 14.60.
All right. Our thanks to Sean Tannis for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.